If you've been listening to Chai FM for any amount of time recently, you definitely would have heard an ad for Future Gen Labs. There are quite a few of them. And every time I hear it, and while we were recording it, you know, when we had finished recording, my staff and I looked at each other and we said, like, I think we need to go and register for this to do it because it is so compelling. But I wanted to find out more. You know, why all of a sudden do we need to do it? For centuries and centuries and centuries, we really haven't. So I thought, well, let's get hold of the CEO. You know her, no stranger to Chai FM, but with a completely different hat on. Adelt Kozelski, how are you?
I am, thank God, very well. Thank you.
You're looking very well, and you're looking very happy. Okay. Is it because you've done some testing?
Listen, I've done my genetic testing.
Have you really?
I'm happy to see you. Yes, I have.
Well, it's good to see you.
I did it retrospectively.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure people around town know that I'm not only a mother, I'm a grandmother. So you would think that the ship has sailed for me, which in one instance it has. You know, I'm past my reproductive age and having children, but I did it just to gain more information, and the results were absolutely fascinating. I'm a carrier of a couple of Ashkenazi diseases. Interestingly, I really thought myself very much more Sephardi than Ashkenazi.
That's interesting.
What was really interesting about it was that, number one, I mean, then I had my children tested, my grandchildren tested, just to see what is passed on. And I think this whole process came to teach us that, number one, everybody carries genetic conditions. Thank God the majority of them are never expressed, and they don't need to be expressed. So I've had a healthy family, and my family, thank God, has had healthy grandchildren in terms of genetic conditions. But nevertheless, we are still walking around with genetic conditions that has a 1 in 200 incidence. That's very, very little. It means that if you're sitting, you know, in a group of people, every 18th person who you're going to land up talking to will most likely have a similar condition to you.
Well, one in 200 is if you're sitting in shul and there are 200 people, you could be the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not about, you know, we were talking a lot to Kathy, you know, around this campaign and really what the mute points were about it. And I think genetic testing has had a very bad rap, right? People understand because it's genetic testing, it means that it's permanent. Like, I can't do anything about it. You know, I certainly at this point in time cannot genetic re-engineer myself. And there's really no need to. But what's powerful now is that once you get the knowledge in today's world, you are absolutely able to circumvent passing this genetic condition or the ability for the child to carry this condition forward. You don't have to do that anymore. We have obviously the knowledge, the technology, and now also in the IVF space, the ability to circumvent, to move aside those affected embryos, and you can actually stop the genetic condition being passed on to generations. So if everybody was, you know, in an ideal world, focused on it and had their genetic screening and understood, you know, what their genetics were about, in a theoretical world, truthfully, we could eradicate a lot of these painful conditions.
Look, you've always had a talent for explaining very difficult concepts in a very simplistic way, which has completely appealed to my own logical process. Explain to me, what does it mean if two partners both carry a gene for the same genetic defect? What does it mean? Materially, what does it mean?
So everybody has 23 pairs of chromosomes, okay?
Okay.
And then,
no matter how gifted your mother thinks you are?
Doesn't matter how gifted your mother thinks you are.
Okay.
And in fact, if you add in another extra chromosome, it's not a good sign. So God gave us 46 chromosomes, right?
Yes.
A pair of one, a pair of two, a pair of three, a pair of four, and so it goes on for 22 pairs of chromosomes. And then the third pair identifies whether you come out a male or a female. I'm talking in really
X
simple
and
terms.
Y.
So a
X
girl
and
will
Y.
have an XX and the guy will be XY. Okay, when mother and father come together or partners come together to create a child, 50% of the genetic material is taken from the mother and 50% of the genetic material is taken from the father, and we create a new being. So they will get inherited stuff from the mother, 50%, and inherited stuff from the father, the other 50%. But it's not always 100% clear cut. Some there's dominant genes, there's recessive genes. I'm not going to get into that. You know that brown eyes happen to be more dominant than blue eyes right now. So there are certain genetic diseases that only one parent carries, but because it's dominant, it can still have an effect. We are talking here when mother and father come together and they are both carriers of the same genetic condition. So let's talk simple language, and a language I think that for sure in the Jewish community it is well understood, and that's Tay-Sachs. Okay, when I think if anybody wants to talk genetics, everybody just thinks it's Tay-Sachs. It's not, but let's talk
Only
Tay-Sachs.
because,
So,
you're supposed to have genetic testing before you get married, in case you're
well,
both
let me.
carriers of Tay-Sachs, because that's how strong it is,
So
isn't it?
let me take a step back. The
Okay.
reason why we all know about Tay-Sachs, I don't know if anybody knows the history of Tay-Sachs, but Tay-Sachs was very prevalent in the Jewish community. It still is to an extent. And what happened in the 1990s, a disruptor, I don't even know who it was, but I was told the story, decided, you know what, he's going to call the congregants of his synagogue together and the Jewish community in that area and say, we're all going to be testing for Tay-Sachs. And lo and behold, that Sunday, whenever he had it, he had 4,000 people come forward because Tay-Sachs was really, really prevalent, and you know, people were obviously having babies, not having the knowledge and the know-how how to circumvent it. And they really said, we've got to stop it. So Tay-Sachs became something that became known in the Jewish community. Thank God it has, because now, at least if people just screen for Tay-Sachs, we've dropped the incidence of Tay-Sachs to 95% less than it was in the early 1990s. Okay, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's exactly what I'm telling you, that we can eradicate certain diseases. But
Come to
it's
think of
not
it, you're
only
right.
about Tay-Sachs.
But
There
you're right. We don't
is.
hear about babies being born with Tay-Sachs today.
Correct. Correct. But there's cystic fibrosis, there's Canavan disease, there's Bloom disease, there's Gaucher's, there's Fragile X, there's hemophilia. They're all around. We are carriers of them. So going back to our biology 101, the baby, when they receive half the genetic material from the mother and half from the father, will, if say the mother and the father are carrying the same condition, and those two halves are where the where are the genes that are carrying the condition, you will have a baby with the affected condition, a very sick child, unfortunately. If you get it from the mother but not from the father, or you get it from the father but not the mother, then you become a carrier of the condition. And if you don't get, if you're lucky, the other 25% where you get the good side of the mother and the good side of the father, and neither of that, then you won't be a carrier at all. So for 75% of the population, thank God we are either completely healthy or we are carriers. The problem is that there's a 25% chance of an affected child. And it's a one in four. It's not a small statistic. It's not, oh, I'm a one in, 3,000. And the chances are, the bottom line is that we do marry within our circles, and these are prominent and known conditions. And so today, the call is, you've got the knowledge, it's a once in a lifetime test, do it. Because once you've got the knowledge, you can, and it's fine. Like, I'm not ashamed to tell you that I'm a carrier of three or four diseases, and people, around go and say, I'm a Tay-Sachs carrier, I'm a Gaucher's carrier, I'm a spinal muscular atrophy carrier. It doesn't make me any more unworthy. You know, I think there's a stigma around, oh, there's something wrong with you. You know, I could be completely healthy, live a healthy, normal life, have healthy children, have healthy grandchildren, as I have. But the fact that I have passed down to my children and my grandchildren one of the genetic conditions I have, I now can be wary that, you know, I certainly was with my children and now with my grandchildren to know that they are carriers. Should they meet somebody who is also a carrier, today we can do something about it.
I think this is so powerful because I think that God gives us knowledge in order to use it, not
Correct.
to give us knowledge in order for Him to do miracles. I think that we have an obligation to meet God halfway. So if we have the knowledge, we should use it. But then, look who I'm talking to the Rebbitzin. Okay, so let's just talk about, all right, so we have a test. Let's play with the what if game. So say I have a test, right? Now I'm doing it for my own children because I want my children to know, right? If I'm carrying anything so they can be tested to see what they're carrying. Because it can, as you say, the way that you've described it can evade certain generations and maybe manifest 8 generations down, which happened in our community a few years ago with a little baby with hemophilia. Right.
Correct.
Gosh, and that just caused so much trauma and so much pain for so many people that I think anyone who witnessed that would know that that is the case. If there's one case that we all personally know to have genetic testing, that's the case. So, how does the test actually work? What do you look at? And tell me what can actually be done about it.
The test is actually a very simple test. Truthfully, out of all the medical tests out there, it's probably one of the benign ones, one of the pleasant ones. All that we require is 2 milliliters of your spit, right? So all you need to do is spit into a little vial.
Two, 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 like that.
Two, two, two. You know, that's maybe why the Jews used to go poo, poo, poo. Yeah, two, two, two. Into a little vial, a little reagent is added into it, and that vial comes to our laboratory, right? The tests are batched, meaning we don't run yours specifically. We will run it together with a whole lot of other tests. It takes between 6 to 8 weeks to get results. There's a lot of analysis. You know, today with computing, we can do unbelievable things, but nevertheless. Look, 6 to 8 weeks is actually brilliant. I think when they first tried to map the genome, map everybody's genetics, I think it took, you had a room full of IBM computers and it took months. And when they got it, they went, wow, this is like amazing. Today, you know, we can put it in a machine, do what we call the wet works, which means preparing, unraveling from the spit of the DNA. We use reagents to break down to get the DNA. And then we put it through our equipment, and then the results come out. And then there is like a lot of computing done, reading the various genes and looking for the conditions. And then one gets a result 6 to 8 weeks later. The more it's going to be adopted in South Africa, the less will be the time frame to wait because we'll be able to do more tests more often. So right now it's a window of 6 to 8 weeks. What happens at the end? So at the end, first of all, let me take one more step back. This entire enrollment is digital. It's something you can choose to do yourself. You just go to our website, you sign up, you sign the consent form, you can choose a place where you can go and two-two-two, drop your spit. Right now we've got 3 or 4 doctors in Johannesburg that have gladly allowed us to use their place. Very soon we're going to have more lot a lot more depots where you can do the test. When you register, once you are registered, you will get a video explaining to you, hello, you've signed up for the test, understand what it is that we are testing. And I want to be very clear here what we are testing. We can't go and test for every genetic disease under the sun, okay? We're not testing for that. We're
Yes.
not testing for spontaneous genetic disease because sometimes things go wrong in utero, and unfortunately, you know, whatever, the division there that is not happening. I'm talking very, very simply, and something does go wrong, and unfortunately, we are faced with a sick child. What we are looking for here, specifically this test, is people who are wanting to know what their carrier status is and wanting to have the reassurance and assurance that moving forward and them creating their families, that they're not passing on the genetic disease or condition to their child, and or putting themselves in a position of having a child born with a condition and then having to live with it. And if anybody wants to be convinced about living with it, you know, unfortunately, because I am in the situation I am, I have met parents of children who have genetic conditions, and it's horrific. There was one lady who is a very big advocate, started up an advocacy group called Rare Diseases South Africa.
Yes, we've
Her child
interviewed
has
them. They're
got
a wonderful organization.
correct. Her child has got Pompe, which is a glycogen storage disease. She told me it costs closer on 800,000 rand a month to keep her child alive. Now, this is per month
Okay,
and
aside
for
from the cost, does the
years.
child have quality of life? I mean, that's what I
You're
want to know
talking.
as a mother. I want to know, forget the cost, because no amount of money is going to be an obstacle, right, to keep our children alive. Let's face it, Adel. But is that child, does that child have quality of life?
Unfortunately, the child, depending on the disease, will have various levels of quality of life. I'm not knocking anybody who is in the position of having a child, because every child is a gift,
100%.
irrespective of their genetic disposition.
Yeah.
But they unfortunately do suffer physically, you know, from their conditions. And you know, whilst we do ultimately give it all to Hashem and say it's in your hands, nevertheless, Hashem has given us tools in which to, you know, navigate through it and try to maximize as best as possible the ability to have a healthy child.
Okay, so say it's a couple who have the genetic testing because now they want to start a family, and they're listening to this, and they want to start their testing. So she spits and he spits, right, into their little thing, and they sign
Into
up.
their respective, yeah.
Right. So what happens then? I mean, what happens if they're both carriers? I mean, can you change
So,
the genes? Is that what
no,
happens?
we can't change the genes. We're not here to play God. Okay, first of all, if you are a medium to high risk result, meaning that there is a chance that you can have a child with an affected condition, we will refer you to a genetic counselor. And one of our very, very strong points is that we want to test responsibly. There's a lot of genetic companies out there now. You know, the famous, and I'm not knocking them down, 23andMe, and you know, eat this and you know, you'll feel better that way and whatever have you. They're far more commercialized. This is hardcore medicine. We take our results very seriously. They will have a serious effect on your life. And so in line with testing responsibly, anybody who has a medium or high risk result will automatically be sent to a genetic counselor who will be able to explain to you what the condition is, how you can, you know, navigate it, what you can do, etc., etc. And it's complimentary from FutureGen. We will pay for the first 1 hour genetic counseling. Let's say that the people, you know, go through that hoop. Today, we have enough technology in the IVF world for the couple then to go to an IVF lab. They will have to conceive in the petri dish as opposed to naturally. And then what happens is before pre-implantation back into the mother's womb of the fertilized embryo, samples of those embryos will be sent to us. And we will again do genetic testing, this time looking for that specific genetic condition. It's called PGTM, pre-implantation genetic testing for monogenic disorder. So say a couple has Tay-Sachs, they will go to the IVF lab, they will make their babies, okay? And before the doctor will implant it into back into the mother, they will then come to us and we will look at the embryos. If we see an embryo is a carrier or an affected child, we will notify the doctor. Generally, when people go through IVF, they don't make one baby, they make 5, 10 embryos, that they fertilize a lot, right? And it's a numbers game.
Okay.
So you can select at that point in time the healthy embryo. And that's how you eradicate the disease,
Well, that
because if
makes
you go and
sense.
choose a healthy embryo, forever now, your family or your child and his or her lineage will not be carrying the disease anymore.
That's incredible. That is so powerful. Okay, so that all makes sense because what you're saying is that if both parents are carriers, there's a 1 in 4 chance that the child will be a carrier or will be affected, right?
Yes,
Right. A one
yes.
in four chance. So if a couple in a petri dish make 5 embryos, the chances are very good that 4 of those are going to be fine. Is that correct?
Well, the child could be a carrier, and they can choose. They can choose to implant that embryo, because all you're doing is you are passing on the genetic disease, but the child will not be affected by it, right? We're circumventing those ch to those children that are affected by it. Like, please don't implant it back again. And to give it a little bit more perspective, today in the IVF world, there is another test called PGTA, right? Which is similar to PGTM, but PGTA looks for deletions and insertions of chromosomal material. Meaning, I told you we've got a pair of every chromosome, right?
Right.
If, for example, you land up with an additional chromosome,
Yeah.
you could, for example, have
Down
Down
syndrome.
syndrome. Okay, that's what Down syndrome is. There's also deletions. So there's times where one chromosome falls off, and then you can have Turner syndrome. And I mean, I can sit there and tell you
These are
all the
not
different
easy
conditions.
conversations, Adel, because every person I know who has a Down syndrome child will tell you how special that child is and how that child has added to their life. And it's not an easy conversation to have, I don't think, with your spouse or with your doctor or, with your genetic tester.
Correct. And again, we acknowledge how, the love and the everything that these children bring to the world. Okay? And we're not negating that. What we're saying is that, if right now we've been servicing an industry in the reactive space, meaning that people have gone to the IVF lab because they have an infertility problem or whatever else problem, and they generally are the older moms, meaning that they're wanting to start having the 5 onwards.
Yes.
We all know that by that time our egg reserve goes down, our eggs are more mature, the chances of falling pregnant are more difficult, and so what we're doing is we're helping that population to ensure that when you do fall pregnant, you fall pregnant with a healthy child, genetically, not healthy in everything. We can't guarantee everything. I'm talking only genetically. I've got to be very clear about that. But now we're going and saying, instead of waiting for all of that time, why aren't we being proactive? Today we have the ability to be proactive
Proactive,
about it.
yes.
Yeah.
Listen,
You
that
know,
makes the
80% of children with inherited conditions are born to parents who have no family history. 80%. Okay? It's not that you're going to know it.
Adel, do all communities have their genetic anomalies or genetic diseases, or is it only the Jewish
They do.
community?
They do. No. Every single community will have those genetic diseases that are prevalent for them generally. Okay, so for us Jews, it's Tay-Sachs, and
It's a BRCA2
it's
gene.
cystic fibrosis and the BRCA gene and hemophilia. For the Greeks, it's thalassemia. For the black populations, it's sickle cell anemia. But having said all of that, the international guidelines have changed, because until now, until a couple of years ago, genetic screening was focused on who you were. Oh, you're Jew, you're Caucasian, you're Jewish, you're Ashkenazi. Okay, you go check for Tay-Sachs. Oh, you're Indian, you're this, you're that. You go check to go for something else, right? And it was very population specific.
Yes.
the international guidelines from the American College of Genetics has gone and said, because the world is a global place, because people now, and I'm putting it in inverted commas, intermarry, right? A South
Right.
African will marry somebody in Ireland, a Caucasian will marry a black person, a Sephardi will marry an Ashkenazi. We are much more, we roam around more freely. One cannot guarantee now that if I check you only because you've got, you say you're Ashkenazi, that you're only going to have Ashkenazi diseases, right?
Right.
So it's really, really interesting. And I've seen it in my family. There were some anomalies that came out. And when I was actually speaking to somebody in the field, they went and said, yes, as Jewish people, you should check for X, Y, and Z. And then for another community, you should check for blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, you want to hear something funny? We've got blah, blah, blah in our
Yeah,
family.
it's not
And
so cut and dry anymore.
it's
Yeah.
not cut and dry anymore. And that's why the international standards are to do a broad panel. We've identified 96 genes in collaboration with international standards and genetic counselors and doctors in South Africa, a broad-based panel
Yes.
that will cover the South African population. And those really cover all, well, not every single one, but all the major diseases that have an incidence one to 200 or less. In the community. So this, while we're having this conversation here, and I appreciate it, I need to drive home the idea that this is not a Jewish thing. This is a human being thing, right? It's all of us. All of us are on the same boat.
Right, exactly.
I caught an Uber 2 weeks ago, and the Uber driver said to me, "No, what do you do?" So I told him, etc., etc. He said, "Oh wow, he was a black guy. Very, very sweet guy, pretty well educated." He went and said, "I think there's something genetically wrong in my family. My wife tries to keep having babies. They're aborted. I had one child. He's autistic now." He said, "I'd really like to know more about this genetic testing because we're spending so much money and we don't know what's wrong." I had to qualify for him. I said to him, "Maybe it's not genetics, but it's, go to an IVF lab, go and investigate it, and it might be worth your while to go and check."
Yeah, sure. It'll. I'm trying to process everything that you've been talking about. One of the questions coming from one of our listeners, wanting to know if it's covered by medical aid, which I think is
Right.
a great
So
question, actually.
it's a fantastic question, and thank you for asking. Apparently, and I'm using the word apparently, some parts of the testing can be covered by medical aid, not all. We are engaging with the medical aids, bless their cotton socks. There's a hard engagement and a long engagement.
Yes.
So I don't believe at this point in time that it is fully covered. It just depends, if
On
you're
your
in
medical aid, your plan.
what medical aid plan you're on, and your everyday savings, if you're in your savings plan. We are fighting the good fight. Having said that, we do understand that it could be that it is a block to people wanting to spend the money. However, we've tried to make it easier by giving you the ability to pay it off by using any one of the platforms when you go to our payment
Are
page.
we talking
And
hundreds of thousands of rands for genetic testing? I mean, how much are
absolutely
we
not.
talking?
We are saying 7,999 rand once off. It's a once off test. You don't check for your genetics again.
Right,
You are who you are.
because they don't change. Okay.
They don't change. So it's a once in a lifetime test. Okay, you can pay it off through the buy now pay later platform. So if you really want to have the test, you can go to one of them. You qualify. You can pay 500 rand a month for the next, a couple of months, and pay it off that way. Your testing will happen straight away because the platforms will pay us, and you can pay it off on your credit card. So we're trying as hard as possible not to allow the amount of money to stop people from doing this test. And there's different demographics for sure, categorically, unequivocally. The people who are wanting to start a family should really invest in it. We spend so much money deciding on the color of the nursery and the name and
What
the
kind of
baby
pram?
shower. It's going to cost more than then 8,000 rand to have a baby shower to say it's a boy or a girl. You know, this would for sure be a very, very worthwhile investment. But it's also something that older people can do, as I did myself, where, you know, I did check, see what I've got, then went and said to my kids, okay, go ahead and do it. You know, and now we're going to move down the line to our grandkids.
It's quite an amazing thing when you consider that, and I was actually discussing this with you the other night, the amount of guilt that a parent who has a child who has these very serious genetic, I don't know, mutations, defects. Are they genetic defects? Is that politically correct to say that?
No, it's not. It's a genetic condition. Like
Okay, genetic condition.
we've all got,
But there's guilt
yeah.
because you see your child suffering. I mean, I'm saying that as somebody who, I'm so grateful I have two healthy children. I don't know what my grandchildren will be like, and that's why I want to do the test, and I want my children to do the test. So I think that that's just
Let me
important.
say this to
Yeah.
you. Sorry, let me say this to you. We are about 10 to 20 years behind the rest of the world. In Israel now, it's mandatory testing for every single person in Bagrut, in that is a matriculant. They're doing over like 40, 65,000 tests a year, something crazy like that.
Yes.
Okay? They do this carrier screening test because even for the government, it makes more sense that they give the people the knowledge of what they're carrying. Because then, when they meet their partner, okay, you're not going to go through wasted IVF or wasted miscarriages or wasted pain or be a burden, have a burden then that you have to, you know, take upon yourself when you've got knowledge. So Israel, it's completely like it's like going for your blood glucose and your blood pressure.
Just
You
very,
do
very quickly,
genetically.
we've got to wrap up, but Adel, I just wanted to know. All right, so if somebody wants to take the test, they go to do96screen.co.za, is that correct?
That is
And
correct.
how do I know that? Because I went to do96screen.co.za, and it's the 96 numbers.
Okay.
Okay, do96screen.co.za. Also, you've got a talk coming up this coming Sunday, is that correct?
That is correct. We are running a webinar, which I really am encouraging everybody to come to. We have an international guest speaker. His name is Dr. Matt Goldstein. He's head of J-Screen. In America, J-Screen is doing the same thing we're doing right here, encouraging Jewish people to do carrier screening. He unfortunately lost the child to a preventable genetic disease. And I think he's well worth listening to. We also have Dr. Yossi Unterslack, who's going to talk about what if I get a positive result, all that is in the medical world now that can, you know, help you navigate it. Anyone who registers for the webinar will stand in line to win a test. We're giving away two tests, so two individuals will win a free test with us. We will tell to you privately. This is an anonymous webinar, which means we don't want any shame or somebody too embarrassed to come on. Nobody's going to see that your next door neighbor will see that you're on. We're really, really into keeping people's confidentiality. And so we're really, really encouraging people to just come and listen, come and open up your mind, come and hear what we have to say, because this is a conversation we need to have.
Incredible. Adel Kozilski, thank you very, very much for your time. Thank you for answering all my questions. And just keep doing the wonderful work that you're doing, because I think that this is really life-changing. Or it certainly could be.
Thank you, Kathy, for helping promote this. I
No,
think
thank you.
it's important. I appreciate it. Have a
Thank you
good
so
day.
much, Adel. Take care. So if you want to go and sign up to do the test, go to do the 96 screen. Dot co dot za. That's do the 96 screen dot co dot za. We're going to play some music. Whew, we need it. Craig, please hit us up. Not with the Black Sabbath. We don't want Black Sabbath just yet.